Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. For this afternoon, increasing clouds with a high near 15 degrees, wind chill values as low as 12 below, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 6, light and variable wind. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 27, wind chill values as low as 1 below, light and variable winds becoming south 5 to 8 miles per hour in the morning. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin State Journal is covering a story coming from Boaz, a small town located between Reedstown and Richland Center along Highway 14, where Alliant Energy will be building a new $3 million electric microgrid in an effort to improve reliability with technology that could someday make the electrical system more resilient and able to make better use of intermittent wind and solar energy. With just a single overhead distribution line running into town currently, Boaz Population 156 presented Alliant with an opportunity to test a new approach in a real-world situation. Rather than spend the money to bury the line or build a backup, Alliant decided to install a 250-kilowatt battery designed to meet peak load for up to 8 hours and keep the lights on for more than a day under normal circumstances. Expected to be operational by fall, the Boaz battery will initially be charged with electricity from the larger grid. There may be an opportunity in the future to add solar panels. A microgrid is essentially a smaller version of the electrical grid that delivers electricity from power plants to homes and businesses. Microgrids are seen as a way to bring power to people in regions without access to electricity, as well as a way to increase reliability and resiliency in developed countries while making better use of intermittent clean energy sources. Boaz will be the first community-scale microgrid in Wisconsin. And in another local story, the Vernon County Times is reporting that a filing extension has been announced for Vernon County Board Supervisory District 9, District 14, and District 16. By state statute, if an incumbent does not file either nomination papers nor non-candidacy papers for their office, the citizens of their district are allowed an extra 72 hours to file nomination papers if they would like to be a candidate for that office. These nomination papers can be picked up in the Vernon County Clerk's office, or they can be found on the county website. Candidates for those districts must fill out a campaign finance registration statement, a declaration of candidacy, and nomination papers with 20 to 30 signatures of residents within their district. These papers must be filed with the county clerk no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, January 7, 2022. Interested persons can call the county clerk, Jody Audetat, for further information at 608-637-5380. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.